Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 86. This is a quick and dirty look into what's new in the App Store, plus iPhone tips and tricks that'll help you love your iPhone more. I'm Sarah Lane, and before we get started, I have to say I'm not so in love with my iPhone right now. As you can see, I've had a little bit of an accident, and it's got a little bit of a boo-boo. And because the people at the Genius Bar told me that there's something corrupted with my iCloud account, software-wise, I'm in a bit of a pickle. So instead of making you look at this gross cracked screen, I'm going to go ahead and show you iPhone apps on my iPad. We've done this once before. We know it's possible. It's a getaway to do things. So let's just get into it. Number one, I would like to start off with an online popularity contest. Everybody loves those, right? You might be familiar with a service called Clout with a K, that came on the scene a couple years ago. And it's based on your online engagement and your interactivity with others and your follower count on networks like Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. And then you get a Clout score. The problem with a service like this is that it tends to turn people off. I don't want to be rated. You're not going to tell me how great of a person I am. I know a lot of other people don't like that either. But Clout has made some big changes over the last year or so. And with its new iPhone app, it's more about discovering what your audience might want to hear about from you and then share that content. You choose categories that you're interested in, and then Clout will surface articles for you. I chose tech and photography and that sort of thing. It's a little bit like Facebook's paper app in that way. If you want to share anything in your content stream, you can. You can also schedule your shared posts for when you think your audience is most engaged. This practice is a little controversial, by the way, because it's altering your natural sharing behavior and can sometimes be seen as cheating. For example, let's say you're like me, you live on the West Coast, and you schedule a tweet for 6 a.m. because you know that New York audience of yours will already be at work, but you aren't actually up and tweeting at 6 a.m. I'm not anyway. But in any case, that functionality is inside the Clout app if you like it. As you use the service from time to time, you'll get what's known as Clout perks. These are products or special discounts or brand access because of your influence in certain topics. I'm not crazy about this either. I'll say right now, I'm not one to turn down free stuff. I like the idea of being rewarded for a job well done, but Clout perks are usually pretty stupid. I did get some Sony headphones once, though. Now, I've never really paid much attention to Clout, and I'm not sure if I'm going to start now, but I don't think the app is bad at all. And if you think it's working for you discovery-wise, and you think the UI helps you engage with your community, thankfully, it's free. Number two, let's go into our email bag. We got an email from Anthony, who writes, "Greetings from Australia. I just finished watching i5 for the iPhone, episode 85. You mentioned an app called Mentio. It's pretty much a wish list app. The App Store and iTunes Store both do this for you already for free. Open up either the App Store or iTunes Store, select your app or movie, song of choice, or whatever. Then on the top right of your selection, touch the square and the upward arrow, and it will let you add to wish list in the iTunes Store or even gift the app to someone else using the App Store." Okay, Anthony, this is true. You're absolutely right. Although, when you use the built-in wish list feature, you have separate lists. If you're in the App Store versus, say, a song or TV show in the iTunes Store, because those are two different apps. Not a bad thing. But I think that Mentio having everything all in one place is just a little bit more convenient. Either way, you have options, and thank you to Anthony for reminding us. Number three. So a few months back, I thought to myself, self, you know what might seem like a really lame idea, but if executed correctly, could be the best idea? An app just for selfies. You know, right now, selfie photos take up a really big part of my Instagram feed. People on Twitter post selfies. Facebook's full of them. They're everywhere. Now, why not create just an app where people can post their selfies, and it's like this selfie community where it's all very respectable? Then you could go nuts and it would be fine because that's what it's for. I should have gotten on that because turns out somebody beat me to it. This app is called Shots. It's free. It's made entirely for selfies. And it's actually done well, and that's why I'm talking about it. You sign up, you choose a username, then you find friends who are already using the app to share photos of yourself, and look at theirs. I had a few on Twitter, I had a few more on Instagram, so I was up and running really quickly. The app only uses your front-facing camera, so you could cheat and not take a selfie, which is, of course, a self-portrait for anybody who's, you know, not of the century. But that's definitely the point. It's pointing right at you. My issue... I don't really feel selfie-worthy. Let's call it about 80% of the time. Who does? So I can't really imagine uploading new pics that often. And Shots has the other problem that lots of other photo Instagram competitors have. Of my friends, only about 5 of them seem to be posting regularly, so it feels unbalanced and kind of ghost town-like. In the staff pics section, there are a lot of celebrity names, so Shots is great for those of you who want to regularly see Justin Bieber or Soulja Boy's faces, for example. I think the app is nice. I've seen a little buzz about it here and there, but until all of my real non-celebrity friends join in, it's just not compelling enough. Number 4. Okay, I'm about to talk about an app for the 3rd time on i5, which has never happened before. But I've thought a lot about this, and I think it's worth it because of the new features. I'm talking about IFTT, I-F-T-T-T, which stands for If This, Then That. It's a service that lets you string together actions called recipes between other apps and services called channels. Recipes are connections between your channels that unlock new ways for these services and devices to communicate with each other. So basically, you're creating services that don't exist already. But here's why I'm talking about it again. A couple new features really make IFTT shine. Number 1, the iOS notifications channel. That means you can give yourself a push notification for a variety of reasons. Let's say there's a breaking news tweet posted from a news account you follow on Twitter. You can set that up. It used to be that you could send yourself a text. That would be your notification. You can still do that. But now you can choose the notification center as well. That's huge. Also, there's a new iOS Photos trigger that works when you're in a specific area. Location-based stuff, that's cool. I think IFTT is one of the most, if not the most, helpful tools you could possibly use. Unless, of course, you think that no service is ever missing functionality and life is just totally perfect the way that it is. And if you think that, well, I don't really know what to do with you. Finally, number 5. Okay, so do you subscribe to the New York Times on iOS? I do. I love the newspaper. It's my go-to on Sundays on my iPad. Although I can't say that I read it cover to cover every single day of the week. That would be a lot. And the Times realizes that we are busy people. You might feel the same way I do. So they put together an app called NYT Now. These are stories hand-selected by their editors. Article summaries for busy people who want just the facts in the morning before you go to work. Briefings if you can't follow news all day, but you want a quick little update before school. And even a curated stream of stories from other sources. Now, the app is free to download, and if you're a New York Times subscriber, you have unlimited access to stories. If you aren't a subscriber, you can still access 10 articles per month for free. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, that won't be enough. That won't be nearly enough. 10 a month? But it's a good way to test the app, at least before you commit to a reoccurring payment, which, by the way, is $7.99 per month. That's not nothing. You have to really like this content. Now, it's interesting to watch industry news veterans like the New York Times, maybe the most iconic of them, start experimenting with different content streams to compete with social news that's coming out of an app like Facebook Paper again, and story summary apps like Circa. Again, you need to be a subscriber to get the most out of NYT Now, but give the app a try before you buy. Well, that just about does it for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. I know it goes by real fast, but don't worry. All of our show notes live forever and ever at twit.tv/i5. App links, subscription links, they're all there. twit.tv/i5. You can also email us questions, comments, app suggestions. Love those at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5 or send us a video with an app review of your own. We appreciate you watching each week, so all feedback is good feedback. I'm Sarah Lane. This is i5 for the iPhone, and I'll see y'all next week.